Who are you? Do you know who you are? What are your values? What do you think about the most? What is important to you? Where do you come from? Who is your family? What do you think about yourself? See, we have a sense of identity. We have a sense of our own being in the world. We have feelings about ourselves. We have ways of thinking about ourselves. We have values that we've developed over time. And so we have a sense of our own identity. But what's interesting about the story of Jesus' birth in Luke is that really Jesus has nothing to do with it. We learn everything about Jesus through what others are saying about him. So in the Christmas story, we have the angel saying, here's what's going to happen, Mary. And Mary responds and says, well, if it has to be, it has to be. Here I am. And she goes and sees her cousin Elizabeth, and Elizabeth says, this is a special child. My child even knows that. This is a special child. So people are already talking about Jesus, that he's something special. Well, we all want to think our kids are special, right? Mine is the most special of all. My grandchild's the best. My grandmother said that when the ladies would gather for luncheon or teas or whatever at their assisted living facility, it kind of became a round robin of who can one-up the next one about how great the grandchild was. And so if I would do something, I'd make sure to let her know, because I'd say, well, Grandma, here's some ammunition for you. Hit him with this one straight across the bow. And then she would report back and say, oh, you won this week or whatever. She had a sense of who I was. And she told about it. And so we see that with Jesus. And then we get to Bethlehem. And there's no place for them, but that's okay. Because as we found out from the kids program, even the animals knew something special was going on, right? And then we have shepherds. They get told by angels. First there's one, and then there's a whole bunch of them saying, this is what's going on with this kid. You need to go see him because he is your salvation. Off they trot, go to Bethlehem, and then they go and tell other people. So far, Jesus has really had to do nothing except be. Everyone else is doing the work of telling everyone all these things about this kid. Now we also get the Magi in there, kind of snuck in through a different gospel. But again, it's someone telling about this child and how important he is. And then today, we get Mary and Joseph headed for the temple. They're doing their required ritual of purification after the birth of their child. They are dedicating, because he's the oldest son that they have, they're dedicating him to the Lord's service. And they get to the temple, and they're greeted by two prophets, Simeon and Anna. Of course, the Bible's written mostly by males, so Simeon gets the bigger portion. But you got to remember that Anna is also referred to as a prophet, and so she does get quoted in here. They even tell you who she is, whose daughter she is, where she's from. So she was important very, very important at that temple. And what do they say about Jesus? That he is salvation, that he is a light, that he is revelation, that he is glorious. And Simeon gives Mary kind of a hard message, too. Not everything's going to be great with this kid. Not everyone is going to see him for who he is. Destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed. We don't really have that in this country, do we? Jesus is not really a sign to be opposed. There are no laws against practicing our faith. Christians are, for the most part, in the majority, although we are losing ground on that. Because we know who he is. We know who he is. And we are challenged by that. He is a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. Our own identities will be made clear to us, for good or for ill. And a sword will pierce your own heart too. Not exactly what you want to hear when you take your child to church for a blessing. But this is what is wrapped up in our identities. Jesus' destiny is to be our salvation. He is predestined for that. God says, this is what I'm doing. I'm coming into your world in this person, and I will be your salvation. And so we already know his destiny. We don't know our destinies, except that we know who we are and we know whose we are. And we are challenged by it as Mary and Joseph were. Because we follow the Son of the Most High God does not mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory, puppies, rainbows, and unicorns for us. Even though we live in a place where it's fairly easy to be a Christian. But it also means that we will be opposed to much around us. That we will be opposed to anything that stands in the way of reconciling and being made right with God. So we have to stand up against bullies. We have to stand up for people who don't have. We have to stand against the proud and the strong. And we have to lift up the lowly, as Mary sings about God in her song. See, being a Christian and knowing our destiny is not necessarily one of those things where we just get to feel good fuzzies. It is a challenge to us. So whatever you feel your identity is, however you would describe yourself, know that God has made you who you are. Know that God expects you and me to use who we are to lift up and to build up and to stand against the powers that would tear people down. That is our job. That is the hard part of this message, which we don't always hear. And Anna says the same thing. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. there's someone else who's telling about Jesus. This is how we know about Jesus. It's because people have been telling this for millennia. And the only way anyone else will learn about Jesus is if we keep telling the story. And if we keep following, and if we keep Jesus' way of love and peace and lifting up. My sermon title was Stirring Up Destiny, but I think it's more stirring up our identities as children of God and what that can actually mean for us and the challenge that that gives us. And yet Simeon talks about now I can leave. Now I am released. Because he knows the identity of that child and he says it out loud. So carry your message of identity to others. Carry your message of whose you are to others. Because you are loved, and much is expected of you. Amen.